Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You talked about making sure next year that you guys aren't in this play-in situation again. Do you think there has to be wholesale changes for that to happen with this roster?
I mean, I just work here, brother. I'm not the front office, so like I said, I don't think about stuff like that. I ride with the guys in this locker room that competed night in, night out, came to work every day, and put it all into this. So that's what I rock with. So I ain't getting into all that. I don't really, you know, make those decisions and whatnot. So
let's talk about this thing. The Bulls season is over. They have believed in continuity, but apparently not anymore. It's the Bernstein and Holmes show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until 2 o'clock. Who's your guy is coming up at noon? If you're like, wait, what? Is it draft week already? Yeah, it's draft week. You can tune in on Thursday from 5 to 9 after the Cubs game for wall-to-wall coverage of round one of the NFL draft. It's the Parkinson Spiegel draft special live from Detroit, including expert analysis from Dave Wannstedt and Patrick Manley. You can tune in on The Score or the Odyssey app. You can also watch Parkinson Spiegel's draft special on Twitch, X, or YouTube. Draft coverage is brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Who's your guy is at noon?
And 12:25.
You damn right it is. You want to hear from Arturis Karnišovas?
Yeah, because to me, nothing really matters until the man in the room says it does.
Okay, so everyone take note here. And if you want to do a little active listening and text us while this is going on, feel free. 312-644-6767.
We're hanging out on Twitch. What's up, guys?
What's up, y'all? Yeah, I'm rocking my Shawn Michaels shirt today for all the people on Twitch.
They appreciated that.
Sweet chin music. This is what the boss had to say about what the problems are with the Bulls.
Analysis will start right now, and going into free agency, I think we're going to be pretty aggressive the way we showed before. Going into, you know, draft and free agency, and, you know, we obviously cannot roll the same team again and expect different results. So we definitely understand that. Even with some of the positivity, with, you know, the clutch wins and, you know, overtime wins, we're still at 39 and we're playing and we have to somehow generate additional 10 wins. And even with injuries that we suffered this year, I think we need to change things.
With locally and nationally, the perception the last couple of years is pretty fair to say is, you guys, the thought is, are more about the business of basketball instead of being serious about winning basketball, whether that's true or not true. The moves you guys have made or lack thereof doesn't do much to argue that point. How do you change that perception, and how do you defend yourself right now against that perception that it's business first and winning is an afterthought?
I mean, I always think about basketball. You know, I'm thinking about winning. And that's why I'm here. I'm not here to stay in the middle. But I think the formula that we came up 3 years ago, I thought it was working until a couple injuries. And we're going to have to find these answers in this offseason. Obviously, the results are not what we wanted. And I totally get it. And it's on me to figure it out.
Arturo, as you said there yourself, that you don't feel like you can roll with the same group and find success. So kind of the two big questions going into this offseason, do you feel like DeMar and do you feel like Zach both have a place and a path forward here? And how do you approach the offseason, if so?
The way I approach, you know, I'm going to look at a totality in this group. You know, this group hasn't worked. So we're going to, you know, there's a lot of great things in certain individual players, and a lot of young guys that took a step forward, and it's positive, but in totality, as a group, it didn't work. So I'm going to have to find these answers in offseason.
But nothing for on either of those, you just don't
well,
know yet?
Well, you know, the both sides, with, you know, in terms of DeMar, has been great for us for 3 years. You know, he's been invested in, you know, the city of Chicago, and it's been really great to our young guys, you know, so both sides are interested in, you know, continuing. So we'll see what happens in free agency.
You know, obviously I'm not a capologist by any means, but at the same time, it just looks, the way it looks is you're kind of painted in the corner with some of these contracts, and moving them will be tricky, especially if you think you're going to get back, you know, dime for a dime. Is there a chance that, yes, I mean, you don't want to blow this up, you don't want to have a full rebuild, but there's going to have to be some painful years because of the contracts you're currently kind of handcuffed with right now?
I think we've, you know, we can be creative. You know, we've been creative in the past, and, you know, going into this offseason, we're going to basically everything is on the table. So we're going to look at everything.
Just when you look back on your tenure in Chicago so far, what are the mistakes you've made that you don't want to repeat or what you want to learn from as you move forward and try to put the team in a better position?
I just realized that, you know, it's a result-driven business, and I'll be evaluated based on results, and I expect that. I just have to do a better job putting the group together, and we all want to win, and that's what I'm here. That's what I'm going to try to do every year. And when we come up short, that's not the result that we want. So.
Joe, returns with your conversations with, I mean, obviously Michael was at the game yesterday with the Reinsdorfs. Have they expressed to you that, you know, the job you're doing isn't satisfactory in their eyes? Has there any discussion like that where you feel like, you know, your job security is on the line and you've got to do something here quick or get off the pot?
No, I got to do my job better. It's my responsibility. This program is my responsibility. They've been, Jerry and Michael have been really supportive, and obviously their expectation is better results. That's why, you know, diving into this off season, I put emphasis on turning this program around.
What do you hear there?
I mean, I hear more pointed conversation that there will be action behind those words than I've heard in a while. I brought it up on Friday. I'll bring it up again. 3 straight years at the trade deadline where they were the only team in the NBA for that span that did nothing. That says a lot. So for them to actually admit this, that they want to go in different directions, is a good thing. I think part of the reason the Bulls are able to say this and be pointed about it is because there were enough good individual performances that it doesn't necessarily look personal. When you perform better without your max contract player, when two players show remarkable development thanks to investments that you put in place on the coaching side, when you're talking about a comeback player of the year potentially, or most improved player of the year rather, when you're talking about the season DeMar DeRozan had at his age, I feel like there's enough there to where you can say, all right, you clearly saw some results here. So let's hammer down on what is needing to be fixed.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I like the line, in totality as a group, it didn't work.
He's right. And I mean, basketball is about fits, isn't it? That's
yes.
Part of the issue here. It's like you had one stud in your wall holding it down in Lonzo Ball. And when it went out, what happened to your wall?
And they never even tried to replace it. That's there's a couple things inside of the choices that they have made One, they never went and found a starting point guard. And I get that's hard to find. You stumbled upon a little something with Patrick Beverley, and then you allowed him to walk. Javon Carter didn't really play in the most important game of the year. Neither did Torrey Craig. Now, I know that they were out there. They got minutes when that game was a blowout. Those are supposed to be two of the pieces where you're, because of where you are with the cap, you're working around the margins and they're supposed to be a good fit. Those guys are clearly not a good fit for what it is that you're trying to do. So much so that you went and got veteran help, and the veteran help was on the bench when you were getting dog walked by Miami.
I mean, that's it to me, is those two weren't supposed to be just role players. And you end up with Javonte Greenback, who immediately makes a difference. Yep. And that sheds an even bigger light on what you're seeing.
What an indictment that is.
Right. Like, if you're the guy who got hired to be there before him, and you're seeing him come in and immediately plus minus is higher, and you see the pace change, what does that say to you?
It says that the people that are on this team are not doing what they need to do. You're missing something. And from a development standpoint, they deserve credit. Like you said, they made the investment in the infrastructure and the coaching staff. They add Peter Patton. They get better Kobe White. They get better Ayo Dosunmu.
They also got better DeMar DeRozan.
Yes, but they also drafted Patrick Williams.
Yeah, and it's time.
And they haven't been able to unlock that guy. They identified Dalen Terry, who, for all of his energy, I'm not sure he's a rotational player in the NBA. And that, like, having the juxtaposition of him and Jaquez and being able to be like, wow, you can find talent in the middle or even the back half of the first round in the NBA.
Who was drafted in the second round again? Who could it be the focal point of the champion team?
Yeah. Like, these are all things that I want them to do a better job of identifying. So, yes, we should give them credit for Kobe and Ayo. We absolutely should. And keeping DeMar where he's at. They also get demerits for Dalen Terry and Patrick Williams.
And for not trading. You can't tell me that Alex Caruso, as much as you have, it may hurt to let him go. You can't tell me that he wasn't going to fetch you something in the first round.
That is correct. Now, there are other people. Shams and I talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago, that maybe it wasn't as big as most people thought. But if you were to come off of the idea of two number one picks to just to get a number one pick for a player that we all love but also can't stay healthy enough when it matters, you have missed an opportunity. And I think it's pretty clear that they missed an opportunity.
Here's the thing, though, is Billy Donovan at the beginning of last season was trying to tell you at Summer League he was concerned about what was going on. Not this season that just ended. Beginning of last season. So now you're talking, what, 2.5 years ago?
Yes.
And rim protection was brought up and roster fit was brought up. And we know that Billy got extended. So where in there do those opinions matter? Where in there do you find a discussion about this roster? Because now you're willing to admit you're going to make some changes.
I'm hoping that they can find those changes, because there's not a lot. Like, Joe's right. Cowley's right when he says there's not a lot you can do. You got to be better. You have to be better than the Torrey Craig, Javon Carter thing. Like, those guys have to matter for you. And they really didn't this past season.
If you're going to accept the truth about your five being a one-way player, and you're going to accept your what would you call DeMar? I guess, you know, like, he's been the four recently, but he's also been the three. So if you're accepting the point about DeMar being your mid-range guy, then you needed your four in Patrick Williams to be absolutely pivotal.
Lights out.
And then you needed your point guard to be what?
On top of it.
Right. So that's what concerns me is you accepted your truce about your two, who should be your three also, and then your five. And that makes your four and your one the only real places where you can make a difference.
Better get it right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.